I went back up into my living room through the trap door in his floor. The door was a thick one. Sound didn't readily travel up from the lab when it was closed. Lucio was loaded with narcotics and asleep on my couch, lying flat on her back with no pillow and covered with a light blanket. Her face was slack, her mouth slightly open. It made her look vulnerable and even younger than she already appeared. Molly sat in one of the recliners with several candles burning beside her. She was reading a paperback, carefully not opening the thing all the way to avoid creasing the spine. Pansy. I went to the kitchen and made myself a sandwich. As I did, I reflected that I was getting really tired of sandwiches. Maybe I ought to learn to cook or something. I stood there munching, and Molly came to join me.
Hey, she said in muted tones. How are you?
She'd helped me bandage the fairly minor cut on my scalp when I had returned. Strips of white gauze bandage were wound around my head to form a lopsided off-kilter halo. I felt like the fife player in Willard's iconic Spirit of 76.
Still in one piece, I replied. How are they?
Drugged and sleeping, she said. Morgan's fever is up another half of a degree. The last bag of antibiotics is almost empty. I clenched my jaw. If I didn't get Morgan to a hospital soon, he was going to be just as dead as he would be if the council or Shag Nasty got hold of him.
Should I get some ice onto him? Molly asked anxiously.
Not until the fever goes over 104 and stays there, I said. That's when it begins to endanger him. Until then, it's doing what it's supposed to do and slowing the infection. I finished the last bite of sandwich.
Any calls?
She produced a piece of notebook paper.
Georgia called. Here's where Andy is. They're still with her.
I took the paper with a grimace. If I hadn't let Morgan in my door half an eternity ago, he wouldn't have been in Chicago. Shag Nasty wouldn't have been tailing me to find him. Andy wouldn't be hurt, and Kirby would still be alive. And I hadn't even tried to call and find out how she was.
How is she?
They still aren't sure, Molly said. I nodded.
Okay.
Did you find Thomas?
I shook my head. Total bust. Mouse came shambling over. He sat down and looked up at me, his expression concerned. She chewed on her lip.
What are you going to do?
My voice trailed off. I sighed.
I have no idea.
Mouse pawed at my leg and looked up at me. I bent over to scratch his ears and instantly regretted it as someone tightened a vice on my temples. I straightened up again in a hurry, wincing, and entertained wild fantasies about lying down on the floor and sleeping for a week. Molly watched me, her expression worried.
Right, Harry, you're still teaching your apprentice. Show her what a wizard should do, not what you want to do.
I looked at the paper.
The answer isn't obvious, which means that I need to put some more thought into it. And while I'm doing that, I'll go look in on Andy.
Molly nodded.
What do I do?
Hold down the fort. Try to reach me at the hospital if anyone calls or if Morgan gets any worse.
Molly nodded seriously.
I can do that.
I nodded and grabbed my gear and the key to the rolls. Molly went to the door, ready to lock it behind me when I left. I started to do just that and then paused. I turned to my apprentice.
Hey.
Yeah?
Thank you.
She blinked at me.
What did I do?
More than I asked of you. More than was good for you. I leaned over and kissed her on the cheek.
Thank you, Molly.
She lifted her chin a little, smiling.
Well, she said, you're just so pathetic. How could I turn away?
That made me laugh, if only for a second, and her smile blossomed into something radiant. You know the drill, I said. She nodded. Keep my eyes open, be super careful, don't take any chances. I winked at her.
You grow wiser, grasshopper.
Molly started to say something, stopped, fidgeted for half a second, and then threw her arms around me in a big hug.
Be careful, she said, okay?
I hugged her back tight and gave the top of her head a light kiss.
Hang in there, kid. We'll get this straightened out.
Okay, she said. We will. Then I headed out into the Chicago night, wondering how, or if, that was possible.